Professor Göran Hansen, welcome to El Microscopio.
Thank you very much.
Professor Hansen will be a speaker in the ISCC World Lab 2014 in Istanbul this year. And in this interview, he's going to talk about his presentation. So our first question, Professor Hansen, is could you please define atherosclerosis?
Atherosclerosis is the main cause of cardiovascular diseases such as myocardial infarction and ischemic stroke. It's a pathological process in the innermost layer of the arteries. And if you look at it microscopically, you will find that it's characterized by chronic inflammation and fibrosis. Mechanistic studies show us that it's an inflammatory response to lipid accumulation in the artery.
The traditional point of view says that atherosclerosis is a passive accumulation of cholesterol in artery walls. Could you please describe inflammatory mechanisms and immune effects on atherosclerosis, please?
Yes. Many people argue that this is a passive accumulation of cholesterol, but it was actually observed already by Rudolf von Virchow in 1856 that this is an Entzündungsprozess, as it's called in German, that is an inflammation. And it's evident when you analyze a lesion that you have inflammatory cells there, cells of the immune system that have entered this site of lipid accumulation. Macrophages and T lymphocytes in particular, also other cell types such as mast cells and B cells. These cells are not only present, they are active. They respond to stimuli such as antigens and various macromolecules, and they produce biologically active mediators such as cytokines and eicosanoids. And if you block the inflammatory process or interfere with the immune system in experimental models, you reduce atherosclerosis. So because of all these findings, it's evident that this is a chronic inflammatory disorder and not a passive accumulation of cholesterol merely, although cholesterol accumulation remains important as an initiating factor for the disease.
Could these inflammatory mechanisms be used to design new preventive and therapeutic strategies?
There is great hope that that will be possible. There are several approaches. For instance, the cytokine interleukin-1 is one of the important ones in the atherosclerotic process. And a clinical trial has been initiated that blocks interleukin-1 beta signaling, and the endpoint then will be cardiovascular disease. So that will be very important. There is also plans to perform a trial with a conventional immunosuppressant therapy and evaluate its effect on atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. There are other cytokines that are being investigated. There is an interesting study on the effects of blocking inflammatory leukotriene, which is used in respiratory disease. And it turns out that blocking leukotrienes reduces cardiovascular events in these patients. So that may also be a possibility for future cardiovascular therapy. And finally, there is hope and plans to test a vaccination approach. So all these different approaches are being undertaken, and we're very hopeful that some of them will turn out to be successful and important additional means of preventing and treating atherosclerotic disease.
Are T cells present in this process? And if so, what would be the clinical benefit of therapies based on T cells?
Yes, approximately 5 to 10% of all cells in the atherosclerotic lesion are T cells, and a significant proportion of them are activated. They produce cytokines. They are mainly of the Th1 type, similar to what you find in rheumatoid arthritis, for instance. And they produce cytokines such as interferon gamma and TNF, which have been found to be pro-atherogenic in experimental studies. So blocking this T cell response is a possible way of moving forward. But there is also a protective immune response with T cells that inhibit inflammation and counterbalance the Th1 type. these regulatory T cells are important because of their atheroprotective activity. And an alternative approach would be to strengthen their action, possibly by a vaccination approach. And finally, recent findings from our lab have identified the Th17 type of T cells as having a plaque stabilizing effect. And that could perhaps also be a possibility to use for future therapy. So there are several opportunities that arise here. The benefit of going for the T cells would, of course, be that you can go specifically. You can use an antigen-specific approach rather than the sledgehammer of generalized immunosuppression or anti-inflammation. And you would avoid side effects such as increased sensitivity to infections.
And oxidized LDL and heat shock proteins are associated with atherogenic process. Would that be an adequate target for vaccination for atherosclerosis, I mean for its prevention or delay?
Yes, both LDL and heat shock protein 60 are interesting autoimmune antigens. There are several experiments and plans for clinical trials, actually, when it comes to LDL, and it looks like oxidation is not necessary, and much of the immune response is directed to the native LDL particle. And certainly immunization with LDL-derived preparations, pieces of the LDL particle, have protective effect in experimental models of atherosclerosis. And there is great hope that that could be a future therapy or prevention also in man.
Is there any final comment you would like to make about this topic?
Well, I'd like to add that the understanding of atherosclerosis has changed dramatically in recent years. We've realized that this is a chronic inflammatory response elicited by LDL cholesterol accumulation in the artery wall. This opens up many possibilities for therapy, also for diagnosis and prevention. We have not yet arrived there, with the exception of CRP as a marker of ongoing disease. But there is much more to do, and we are hopeful that this will be a success story.
Thank you very much. So, Professor Hansen, you will be in the ISSC World Lab this year.
And I thank you for the interview.
Okay, thank you very much. We really appreciate your time.